Tachat Kalem Perachat Tet Mishnah Vav Chod Mezunayin Shal Tamar Vishal Shoyk Leitzchuchet Tfachayim. The cord is part of a balance scale. By those that sell bundles of wool, and by those that sell glass by weight, up to two tfachim of that cord would be considered a chibur, part of the scale. And when one becomes tamei, the other one would become tamei along with it. As people that sell wool and glass tend to weigh a very large amount at one time, so therefore they need a longer cord. And the way the cord is used is that when you weigh something on the scale, you hold on to the cord while you weigh something. So therefore, if you're weighing a large amount, you need to grip the cord with both hands. So since you need to grip the cord with both hands, you need a longer cord. So up to two tefachim is considered part of the scale, as opposed to the scale that's used by Chemnim and Balibatan that we had in the previous Mishnah. When they weigh something, they grip the cord with only one hand, so therefore you need only one tefach. So only up to one tefach is considered a chibur. And the Mishnah Hay we had, that a balance scale that's used by those that weigh gold and expensive wool, only up to three exposed of the cord is considered a chibur. And when they weigh gold and the expensive wool on their scale, they grip the cord very lightly with only three fingers, not with an entire hand, as they want to get the most precise measurement as possible. And since they only grip the cord with three fingers, only up to three exposed is considered a chibur. That amakor tfachayim. The handle of a very sharp metal instrument that's used to drill a hole in a mill, up to two tfachim of that handle would be considered a chibur, an attachment to the metal piece. And when one becomes tummy, the other one becomes tummy as well. And since it's very difficult to drill a hole in a mill, you have to hold on to the handle with both hands, so therefore up to two tfachim of the handle is considered a chibur, as you need a handle of two tfachim in order to grip it with both hands. Yad ha-matzah chelegyonis. Tfachayim. The handle of a weapon that's used by Roman legionnaires, up to two tfachim of that handle, would be considered a chibur. And they carried this weapon, which had a rounded metal piece at the end, and they would grip the handle with both hands when they use this weapon, so therefore up to two tfachim of the handle is considered a chibur. And when the metal piece becomes tamei, the handle would become tamei with it, and vice versa. Yad ha-kornish shel zahavim tfachayim v'shel charashim shlosha tfachim. The handle of a hammer that's used by goldsmiths, up to two tfachim of that handle would be considered a chibur to the metal part of the hammer. The goldsmiths use a hammer in order to bang away at the metal to produce thin sheets of metal. And they grip the handle with both hands, so therefore up to two tefachim is considered a chibur. And a handle that's used by the hammer of blacksmith, they need an even longer handle, so up to three tefachim is considered a chibur. And the blacksmith, not only do they grip the handle with both hands, but when they grip the handle, they leave a space of a tefach between the metal part and where they place their hand, so therefore they need three tefachim. As blacksmiths work with hot iron, so they can't put their hands too close to the metal part of the hammer, so they push their hands a tefach away from the metal part, so therefore they need a handle that's three tefachim long, so therefore up to three tefachim is considered a chibur to the metal part of the hammer. And when one becomes tummy, the other one becomes tummy as well. The remnant of a darban up above is four tefachim. A darban is an ox goad. It's used to goad the oxen to get them to plow. The way it was made is there was a wooden staff with a spike at the end. That spike is called a darban. And on the other side of the staff, there was something called a charcher, a longer, sharper metal piece that was used to break up roots in the ground. The part of the staff that held the darban was held up, while the part that held the charcher was held down. Now if the staff breaks, four tefachim of the broken staff that's attached to the darban, that's attached to the spike, would be considered a chibur to the darban. And if one becomes tummy, the other one would become tummy as well. But anything more than four tefachim would not be a chibur to the darban, as only four tefachim of the staff is needed for the darban, for the spike, to goad the oxen to plow. Yad abadid arba. The handle of a cleat called a budit is a metal cleat that's used to dig little holes in the ground around the tree so that water would gather in those holes and irrigate the tree. Four tefachim of that handle would be considered a chibur to the budded, and when one becomes tummy, the other one would also be tummy. Yad hakardom shamikish chamisha. The handle of an axe that's used to break up small stones. Five tefachim of that handle would be a chibur to the kardom, and when one becomes tummy, the other one would also become tummy. Yad ben apatish chamisha. Bishal apatish shisha. The handle of a small hammer 5 tefachim of it would be a chibur to the hammer. And of a bigger hammer, 6 tefachim of the handle would be a chibur to the hammer. And when one becomes tame, the other one would also become tame. But if the handle of a small hammer is longer than 5, or the handle of a large hammer is longer than 6, only up to 5 tefachim for a small hammer, or up to 6 tefachim of a larger hammer, is a chibur to the metal part of the hammer. Yad HaKardom shall be kua, v'shal adir shisha. The handle of an axe that's used for splitting wood or for hoeing, up to 6 tefachim of that handle would be a chibur to the metal part of the kli, and when one becomes tamei, the other one is also tamei. But if the handle is longer than that, only up to 6 tefachim of the handle would be considered a chibur. The yad makeves shall satasin shisha. And the handle of a shaft of a mason's mallet, that a mason uses this mallet to chisel away at stones, to smooth out the stones, 6 tefachim of the handle is a chibur to the mallet.